Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky place.
Reporting live from Radopolis, where a brand new skate park is about to have its grand opening. I'm here with King Dudicus.
It's gonna be a gas, Erica.
I'm sure it is, King. Also with me is everybody's favorite boarder, the ace of cyberspace, Slido!
Thanks, Erica.
And the skate park is going to be named after you? Slider Skaterama. Wow! Tell us, what's it like?
I think it's gonna be a pretty sweet place to skateboard. Really fun.
Did someone say fun? I'm planning the biggest party anyone's ever seen, with a marching band, dancing skateboarders, and fireworks.
And she's doing it all for free.
After tomorrow, I'll be the most famous event planner in cyberspace.
Hold the interview!
Hacky-poo! Nice of you to drop in to see me.
I'm here because I'm the one who should be honored, not Slipper.
Slider?
Can't you see we're in the middle of an interview that's going out to millions across cyberspace?
Hello, everyone. Since I, the Hacker, am superior in everything I do, it only stands to reason that this park should be named The Hacker's Skaterama!
Snookums, are you suggesting that you can out-skate Slider?
Wicked, my sweet. There is only one best skateboarder in cyberspace. And it isn't you.
Only one way to find out.
Then it's settled! We'll have a skate-off!
Breaking news! For the grand finale of the opening ceremony, Slider and the Hacker will compete in a skate-off to see who gets their name on the park.
And we'll do it at night, so absolutely everyone in cyberspace can watch Slider take on the Hacker.
Yes! Wait, what?
Wow! Your boss is really crying, Didi. You think he's worried about Slider showing him up in the skate-off?
Maybe he ought to just back out.
If only I could back out. Oh, well, that would be admitting defeat. Oh.
We gotta help him, Didi. Think!
Thinking makes me hungry.
Didi, that's it? Come on!
And a firecracker move to finish!
Glad you guys can make it here.
We came as soon as we heard. It's time Hacker learned he can't have whatever he wants.
Hey, who turned off the lights?
Breaking news from Radopolis! The power plant near the new skate park has been mysteriously sabotaged.
Can you fix it, dude?
Yeah, I just gotta ditch these burned-out parts, order some new parts, install the new parts, test the new parts, turn on the new parts, and there you go. Good as new.
Wow. Impressive plan.
Yeah. Well, you're not gonna like my timeline. This job's gonna take at least a week. Maybe two.
Maybe we should cancel the party.
No way!
I can't be the best event planner in cyberspace if my first ever event is canceled! Besides, who needs a plan when you have magic? Yes! Oh, I am good.
Magic Fix-A-Flop tomorrow night's event is now in doubt.
What a shame. I was so looking forward to the challenge.
Now, rumors are swirling as to who was responsible for the blackout. Some say it was the hacker, for fear of facing Slider in the skate-off.
How dare they accuse me of sabotaging the power plant when I didn't? Though I would like to know who did.
Well, boss, if you're going to shower the culprits with praise...
Yeah, we might know who they are.
Oh, stop pretending you know anything about anything.
I have the perfect solution for saving this event. We'll have it during the day.
What? We'll see about that.
But Hacky-Poo, you agreed.
I agreed to compete at night. When more of my loyal fans are watching, this skate-off is on.
Well, but what about my event? Why, you cowardly... But then again, this isn't really about me at all. It's you who want the skate-off to happen. Am I right?
You bet we do. We want Slider to show cyberspace who the real skateboard champ is.
And it's not Hacker.
Don't worry, Wicked. We'll find a way to fix the lights. Right, guys?
No problem. We'll light up the sky.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I knew I could count on you.
So the lights at the skate park have to be powered some other way. But how? There's no electricity.
What about a whole bunch of flashlights?
No way. We need 1,000 of them.
What about wind power? We could build a windmill.
Redopolis isn't a very windy place. I don't think we could generate enough power.
There must be something we can do.
The answer's probably right under my own beak. Ah, feels nice and warm in the sun.
That's it!
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Solar power!
I've got just what we need. I've been meaning to try out this solar panel for months.
What are those thingies?
Okay, they're called photovoltaic cells, solar cells. They turn the sunlight that falls onto them into electricity.
So we just lay it on the roof like this?
Not quite. To get the most energy from sunlight, you have to angle the cells so they face squarely towards the sun. Now, we just have to plug it in.
We have illumination!
I still don't get how the power gets from all the way up there to all the way down here.
Here's the deal. Sunlight hits the solar panel. The panel absorbs the sunlight, turns it into electrical energy, and we can use that electricity to power things, like light bulbs.
But we need lights at night, and there's no sunlight then.
That's why we need this.
A battery?
A rechargeable one. It's called a storage battery.
You mean you can store electricity from the solar panel in here and use it later, like at night?
Exactly. Now let's see how long it takes for that solar panel on the roof to charge this battery. The battery's fully charged.
And it only took 1 hour of sunlight from that panel to charge it up.
Awesome! Solar's definitely the way to go.
The question is, how long will this one battery power one of the skate park lights?
The charge is almost used up.
Lights out, Earthlies.
Okay. Our test shows this one battery will power one light on one pole for 1 hour.
Since the event will last 1 hour, one battery per light should do the trick.
Okay, so how many lights are there in the skate park?
I counted 10 lights on each pole, and there's 5 poles. So that's,
10 times 5, or 50.
I knew that.
So to power 50 lights, we need 50 solar panels and 50 batteries.
Sounds like a plan.
The boss ain't gonna be happy about this.
Erica Ram here with our continuing story about the skate park's lighting problem.
Oh, please, Hacky Poo! Can't you compete this afternoon instead of tonight?
Wicked pleads with Hacker to help her save the grand opening event.
I am not pleading! Besides, Hunker, you look so much better in the daylight.
Oh. Let me think about that. No!
The Hacker refuses. Wicked is devastated.
I am not devastated!
Wicked, it's a matter of principle. More cyber citizens can watch the event if it takes place at night. It must be at night, or not at all.
Boss! Boss! Those Earth brats found a way to fix the lights!
They did!
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yes. Super great. I'm thrilled.
Hey, Joe. We need some solar panels.
Panels I got, Sly. What area do you need?
Area? Don't you sell them by the panel?
Less organized power guys sell them that way. I sell solar power by the square cyberfoot.
Okay, let's start by measuring the area of Slider's solar panel. Ditch!
I got you covered, Nezzy!
Thanks. And...
I know. Don't call you Nezzy. It's just because you're my pal.
Focus, people, focus. We've got measurements to take.
Ready!
Okay, its length is 3 cyber feet.
And the width is 2 cyber feet.
3 cyber feet times 2 cyber feet equals an area of 6 square cyber feet.
Now all we have to do is multiply that by the number of solar panels we need.
Okay, so 6 square cyber feet times 50 solar panels equals 300 square cyber feet of area.
I got enough panels for you right here on the truck.
Time's a wasting, Earthlies. Let's get these batteries charged up.
Whoa, Didge. The panels can't be overlapped like that. They have to be spread out and angled to the sun.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Otherwise, they can't soak up the sunshine.
Time out, guys. We're almost out of space, and we haven't even spread out all the panels.
That's right. We're gonna need a lot more space, area, than this.
Hey, what happened to the sun?
Nothing says expert event planning like a giant, oversized banner!
Okay, so we need more room, and it has to be clear of shadows.
And wide open to the sun.
Off the ground would really work best. Like on a roof.
Like on your roof?
Oh, yeah. It's all yours, if it's big enough.
Who knew setting up solar panels was so complicated?
Do you think this is a large enough area?
Only one way to find out. Measure it.
Length, 20 cyber feet.
Width, 16 cyber feet.
16 times 20 equals 320 square cyber feet.
This roof's the perfect size, and it's even angled towards the sun.
Use this skateboard, boss. It's faster.
No, pick this one. It's prettier.
Stop pestering me, you dunce buckets. Can't you see I'm trying to think of a way to get out of... get more out of this skate-off.
Wardrobe time, Hacky! You have to look sharp for your fans.
Yes!
Last solar panel installed.
All 50 up and aimed at the sun.
Electric current flowing and batteries charging.
And 1 hour from now, we'll have all the power we need to run the lights.
Another few minutes and those batteries should be fully charged.
I can't wait for tonight. Slider's gonna make Hacker sorry he ever stepped on a skateboard.
You're not nervous about the skate-off, are you? You're a way better boarder than Hacker.
One thing I know, Jackie. He'll do anything to win.
Ah, nothing like a little breeze to enhance the sunlight. And a little banana, too. Banana! The batteries are gone and the solar panels are toast!
Hacker!
Now we'll have nothing to power the lights with!
And the event is supposed to start in an hour!
Three more, boys! This'll build up your leg muscles!
I can't believe it! The event is off! Again!
What?
The plan to light the skate park was foiled! You didn't have anything to do with that, did you, Hacky Poo? Hmm?
Me? Of course not. I'm as disappointed as you are.
We did good by the boss, huh, Dee Dee?
We sure did, Buzzy.
You think he'd believe us if we told him we did it?
Nah.
Erica Ram reporting from Slider's Garage. The solar panels and the batteries the Cyber Squad planned to use to light the skate park have been sabotaged. Tonight's event is in jeopardy.
You guys got another emergency?
Our solar power system is kaput.
We need more of everything.
You need 300 square cyber feet of new solar panels? You got it.
Yes!
Yes!
No! That's what we needed to charge 50 batteries for 1 hour. But now, we don't have an hour.
What do you mean, Jax? There's still an hour left before the show starts.
Yes, but it's going to take us 30 minutes to install the new panels.
That means we only have half the time to charge the new batteries.
But if our batteries are only half charged, the lights will go out halfway through the show.
This is not good. This is not good at all.
What if we double the area of the solar panels?
That would give us twice the amount of electricity and fully charge the batteries in half the time.
Last time you gave us 300 square cyber feet, so now we need...
Wait, I can do this. 300 times 2 is 600. 600 square cyber feet of solar panels, please.
You got it. Cables and batteries included, too.
Not so fast, guys. My roof isn't big enough to hold 600 square cyber feet of solar panels.
I'll never forgive you for this, Hacker! You've ruined my new career!
Well, you could always work for me.
Never!
Whoosh! I think you better come in and see this.
Breaking news! Slider and his friends have gotten new solar panels and batteries to replace the ones that were sabotaged.
And we found the perfect place to put them.
600 square cyber feet of solar panels.
All with a clear view pointed straight at the sun.
It's showtime, Hacker.
Yes!
No!
Welcome to Randopolis. I'm Erica Ram, and I'm at the brand new, soon-to-be-named skate park. After a last-minute save by the Cyber Squad, the opening ceremony is about to begin. Designed by Cyberspace's newest event planner.
That's me! Wicked!
Yes, that was Wicked. Anyway, light the lights!
Dudes and dudettes of Cyberspace, I, the King of Radopolis, totally welcome you to this first ever event at our awesome new skate park.
Cue the skate bots! Cue the marching band!
the main event. Our first competitor is the legendary laid-back boarder. Give it up for Slider!
A 360 kickflip! Slider's not wasting any time getting to the good stuff! And now a switch 360 flip? This just keeps getting better!
That was awesome!
One of the greatest moves I've ever seen!
You're the best, Slider!
And now, for our second competitor, the big green meanie himself, Hacker!
It's the Hacker! The Hacker!
Oh, my! Looks like the skate-off is over! Wait, what an incredible landing!
Ooh, maybe my Hacky Poo is a better boarder than I thought!
Could Hacker actually win?
Are we in for an amazing finish? Nope! He's awful!
And those shorts are ridiculous!
All right, skateboard fans, it's your call! Who won the skate-off? Slider? Yeah. Or Hacker?
Yeah.
The crowd has spoken. Our skate park shall be named Slider Skate-O-Rama!
Thanks, guys.
So, what's your secret, dude?
Awesome friends and a little solar power.
Oh, Hacky Poo! Everyone wants me to plan their events now! So I'm making you my new assistant!
Great. Now they go off.
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
I'm waiting on this very important phone call. I entered a contest, and today's the day I find out if I'm a winner. I don't know what the prize is, but I know it's going to be great. My phone's dead. I forgot to charge it.
Hi, Harry. What's wrong?
My phone's dead, and I might be missing a very important phone call.
No problem. I can hook you up. I've got solar power stored in my backpack.
That's fantastic. How does it work?
These solar panels convert the energy from sunlight into electrical current.
That's awesome.
Solar power is a passion of mine. Actually, I've been working on a game about it. I was wondering if I could try it out with the campers today.
Great idea. Hello? Harley, can I call you back later? Okay.
The object of the game is to power up all 5 solar-powered places. These power-up cards show how many solar panels you need to win each place. Each player should always have 7 playing cards. To power up a place or thing, you must collect cards that add up to the exact number of solar panels required. Face cards are worth 10 points. So, for example, 2 queens and a 7 of clubs would add up to 27 solar panels, powering up the funhouse. The game ends when the first player collects all 5 power-up cards.
I have a power-up ice cream stand. 5 + 4 + 8 + 10 = 27 power-ups funhouse.
Good job!
I have 12 power-up game booths.
10 + 8 = 18 power-up the snack bar.
So, what are these two together?
40, 50 power-up merry-go-round.
I have a joker, and I could take away your game boot.
27 power-up funhouse.
Power-up 12 game boot.
Hello? No, I don't want my chimney cleaned.
Harry, come help me.
I don't have a chimney.
I'm trying to make 50, and I don't know what cost to use.
Power up ice cream stand.
Power up merry-go-round.
Power up 18 snack balls.
Power up merry-go-round.
Oh, it's too bad you missed this important call. You could have won a jet ski.
What happened?
I didn't get to the phone in time, and I missed out on winning a jet ski.
Maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Huh?
I know jet skis can be fun, but they rely on gasoline. Unlike solar power, there isn't an unlimited supply of gasoline.
So I should be glad that I didn't win.
There are many other ways to have fun without using precious resources.
Like your game. It's pretty powerful.